So will these potential measures make a difference to the infection rate? Have local restrictions for much of England made a difference so far? Is there a north-south divide when it comes to the spread of the virus? And it certainly looks like it. And I guess the question is why? Kit Yates is a senior lecturer in mathematical biology at the University of Bath and author of Maths of Life and Death. Hello, Kit.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm all right. So when we look at these restrictions, the rule of six, etc., people were compliant because they thought it's going to work. We're going to avoid the second wave. We can all move on with our lives. As soon as it appears they're not in some areas now, there is a growing element of frustration. People are saying, we've heard the local leaders saying they want proof. They want the stats. They want the medical evidence.
Yeah, it's disappointing that the measures that have been brought in so far haven't done enough, but we've seen that when, you know, pubs have been kicking out at 10 o'clock, people have been carrying on the party somewhere else, and really maybe it was a bit naive of us to expect that that measure was actually going to work. Maybe we do need to go a little bit further in our measures, and we're going to hear more about that on Monday from the government, I guess.
Yeah, but that some of these restrictions do seem to be working in certain areas of the country, so what do we imagine is happening there? There is no doubt people saying now it's a north-south divide, because if you look at a map of where coronavirus is heaviest, it is across the urban belts of the north and the Midlands.
I think that's right. I think there are probably a number of reasons why the north is experiencing more cases than other regions, potentially socioeconomic factors, so greater levels of jobs in things like manufacturing where people are working in close proximity to each other, not so easy to work from home. People are being forced to choose between working to pay the bills and going to work and potentially infecting their colleagues, and no one wants to go and infect their colleagues, but it's a really difficult decision for people to have to make. Cases are rising everywhere, so it's possible that the north is just further ahead on the trajectory than other areas, and there's also been an argument about potentially universities. There's a large proportion of students in the north, although I think we saw this trend happening before the universities went back. So there's a number of reasons why cases might be rising faster in the north, but let's not forget that it is also happening in the south. London is seeing high levels of cases as well.
Yeah. What everyone's trying to do, Kit, is compare this wave to the first wave and talk about, you know, would it usurp it as the most serious wave? Nadine Dorries, the health minister, says hospital admissions could be at a critical stage in about 10 days. Everyone's looking for the stat that matters the most. Is it the number of cases? Is it hospitalizations? Because others are looking at the number of deaths every day. It's 70. It's in the 70s again today. It's not been higher than 70 any day in this second wave. Which is the most important stat to go by, to trying to make that contrast?
I think trying to make a direct comparison with cases is a bit difficult because we know we were missing such a high proportion of the cases in the first wave. So it sort of peaked at around 5,000 positive tests a day. But actually, we suspect that there was probably more like 100,000 or more cases a day at the first wave. And we're seeing, 17,000 today, I think, up from 14,000 yesterday. And that's the highest level we've recorded, but that doesn't mean it's the highest level of infection across the country. Hospital admissions are probably more reliable in terms of a comparison, and potentially we're only a few weeks away if cases continue to rise or hospital admissions continue to rise as they are from levels that we saw before the lockdown. So we had 524 hospitalizations today, up from 472 yesterday, and again deaths are probably a more reliable indicator. The problem with those two is though that they're lagged by quite a long time, so hospital admissions lagged by up to a week if not more by the time that you've developed symptoms and they've become serious enough to cause you to go to hospital. And similarly, deaths, it can be, you know, often 3 weeks or longer. So by the time we've waited for those statistics to rise, it's probably too late in terms of the cases.
What is your I must point out, Kit, you're part of the independent SAGE group, so not SAGE, the alternative to SAGE.
Absolutely.
But you do make your findings known to the government, but you're not connected in any way. So I've got a question on SAGE for you in just a second. But what is your instinct on this? Is the wave, the surge, the spike we're going through now going to get to be as bad as the first one, do you think?
You know, it really depends on our actions and on the government's actions. So actually, nothing is locked in yet. Nothing is fixed. This is something that we can still get on top of without having to implement the severe lockdown that we saw in the first wave. There are things that we can do, like making test, trace and isolate better, making it more localized. But again, we've seen that this has been the worst week again in terms of following up the number of cases we're getting from test, trace and isolate. That has to be working if we want things to carry on going on as normal and for cases not to continue to rise.
So when we hear from mayors like Andy Burnham and Steve Rotherham today saying, look, Sir Keir Starmer, in fact, the Labour leader, saying, give us the evidence for the 10 o'clock curfew, for example, it doesn't appear that the government and or Sage are coming forward immediately with that evidence. Presumably, from your knowledge, that evidence will be available. Why the reluctance, do we think, at the moment?
Well, I'm not sure. I've read a little bit on Twitter from people who are on Sage suggesting that they were not consulted about this 10 p.m. curfew. So I don't know whether the evidence for that being an effective measure exists or not. I've certainly not seen it. But obviously, we're seeing evidence today that actually there may be a large proportion of transmission in pubs and hospitality, maybe up to 30% of transmission for people who are under 30. So there is evidence to suggest that the hospitality sector, unfortunately, is one of the main drivers of the spread of the infection.
Just final question, as a member of Independent Sage, we've already established that. Do you feel the public is getting enough science from Sage, either independently or via the government?
I think partly what Independent Sage is trying to do is to try to be upfront in the communication. Sage are potentially hamstrung in some respects, that they're just not allowed to communicate. And this is what we're trying to do with Sage. But we're really trying to advocate for clearer messaging from the government, both about, you know, what are the symptoms, make it clear to people what they should be doing when they get symptoms, and also on the restrictions. So I really welcome this three-tier system where it's much clearer. I heard it was going to be called the traffic light system until they realised that all the lights were going to be red. But yeah, this three-tier system, I think we really welcome that coming in, to make it absolutely clear to everyone what they can and can't do in their local area to try to reduce the transmission.
But they're not
disease.
Sure, are they, what to do? If we're led to believe what we read, they're not sure what to make the top tier, whether to go with the same as Scotland with pubs and restaurants shutting, or do you think that conceivably that could be a complete circuit break lockdown?
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. It's not clear what the top level will be. I guess they don't want to have to go to a tier zero and turn it up to having these full circuit breakers. At the moment, they probably don't want to moot that. But yeah, I think potentially we're talking about closing pubs and hospitality, or at least limiting it to outdoor service rather than indoors. Because one thing we know about COVID is that it just loves us to socialise with each other. It loves us to chat over a beer for several hours indoors where places are not ventilated. So pushing stuff outside as much as possible is potentially going to be a good idea.
Kit, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Kit Yates there from the University of Bath, senior lecturer in mathematical biology and a member of Independent Sage. We're told Monday is the day where announcements may be made about local restrictions.